You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive Delaporte.
Let's join together in an opening prayer this morning. Blessed Spirit, in the oneness of Christ, unity in the harmony of Divine Spirit, we come together in your name, opening our hearts to your presence and the presence of your power, welcoming each one who has found their way to us this morning and those who are unable to join us. We hold them in the presence and power of the one Sacred Heart. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Good morning again. Welcome to our Sunday service. Today we are going to explore a deeper understanding of the sacred power of the heart. The power of the heart is love. And love is the sacred path and process, depends where you're from, to spiritual purity. Of course, February is also the power of strength. And strength is the ability to persevere, endure, and accomplish. I love the fact that the word accomplish is in that sequence because it gives us something to shoot for, right? Not only are we encouraged to persevere and endure, but we're encouraged to persevere, endure, and accomplish the divine grace and good that has been prepared, prophesied, and promised for us. Now, a shout out to Nevin and Daryl for what I believe was a wonderful service. Last Sunday, and we have had requests from some people to have that transformed into a workshop, and I believe that's being considered. Daryl was kind enough to introduce me to the game of pickleball this weekend. Do we have any pickleball players here? Okay, we might be talking about starting a league. No, seriously. It was fun, wasn't it? Yes. Now, some of you that have been to other Unity churches, and we're not going to ask for a show of hands, but you might know that in some Unity churches in the month of February, they like to honor the power of love because of Valentine's Day. At Unity of Tustin, we're too dogmatic for that. We will not stray from the dogma that strength should follow faith because there is a divine order to our 12 powers, right? And we know that the power of faith is personified by the disciple Peter. And the power of strength is personified by the disciple Andrew, and Andrew is Peter's brother. And they were called in that sequence. Faith becomes the way we connect with God, and as we persevere in our faith, we persevere in strength. And as we become more faithful, strength guides us into wisdom, and wisdom is the key to the door to love. Okay? So we will do love in April where it belongs. But we will take a moment to recognize Valentine's Week. Before we get there, just a short announcement on housekeeping. My humble apologies, there will be no booklet this month. entirely my dropping the ball, just a whole bunch of stuff going on. And we're also having a conversation about the viability of the booklet, okay? Whether it's worth the time and the resources and things like that. Don't despair. We hope in a couple of weeks to have finalized that conversation, and we'll circle back and let you know what's going on. Show of hands, how many of you regularly buy the booklet? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. So stay tuned. We'll be sure to come back to you and let you know what's going on with that. If we do have one next month, we'll make up for February in that edition. Okay. In preparing for my talk today, I was intrigued about how many times the word heart came up in my reading. And I was also intrigued about the connotations of the sacred powers of the heart and how often we use it in our language with each other to describe what we're feeling and what we're experiencing. For example, from the bottom of my heart, have a heart, my heart and soul, in a heartbeat, my heart bleeds for or goes out to find in your heart to do something, to follow your heart, to give your heart away, to have a change of heart, to have a heart of gold, to have a heart to heart with somebody else, to have your heart in the right place, that's always a good thing. You know, I'm not trained in anatomy, but I would think that the heart should stay in its place, right? To have your heart set for something or have your heart set against something. To know or learn something off by heart. To pour your heart out. To take something to heart. To tug at somebody's heartstrings. To wear your heart on your sleeve. And to be lighthearted or heavy-hearted. Yeah, how about that? So heart shows up a lot in our language. And a lot in the language that we use to describe what we're thinking emotionally, what we're feeling, and what we're experiencing. It also, to me, indicates a core experience that we're having. We're trying to demonstrate, I think, something that's happening really deep within us. Something that's resonating in the core of our being. There's also an expression, in my heart of hearts. That probably means like you can't get anywhere closer to the essence of who I am, because apparently there's a heart within a heart. And we hope that's as far as that goes. But when we speak to each other and we use the word heart, I think we're saying that there's no more vulnerable place within me except the place of my heart. And that what I'm trying to share and communicate with you, I'm endeavoring to do with all the integrity and authenticity and vulnerability I can experience as a human being. There's a truthfulness to having a heart-centered and heartfelt connection and experience. This week is Valentine's Day week. Yes? I heard quite recently that in Ireland, on every leap year, if those of you that have Irish heritage can maybe confirm this, every leap year, on Valentine's Day, the ladies get to ask the men to marry them, and they may not refuse. Is that an old Irish tale? Old Irish wives' tale. I think maybe wishful thinking by the men. A little bit. Valentine's Day is a celebration that we have received through Western Christianity. It started out as a feast day in honor of Saint Valentinus. I'm so glad my parents didn't call me Valentinus. Saint Valentinus, it became a day that was associated with romantic love around about the 14th century. Geoffrey Chaucer made the association, and his circle of friends started to practice this Valentine's Day idea as being a day of celebrating romantic love and a day of feast, a day of celebration. Now, it's very interesting when we look at our spiritual calendar that Valentine's Day comes just before we start the 40 days of Lent, right? And Lent is a practice of fasting and feasting. Did you know that Lent is also a practice of feasting? How many days in Lent? 46. We don't count the Sundays. Why don't we count the Sundays in Lent? Because Sundays are feast days. Where's my map? I'm sure I'm at Unity of Tustin. Sundays are feast days. So when we practice the 40 days of Lent, we practice every other day in the 40 days as a day for prayer, a day for repentance, a day for fasting, but on Sundays we feast. We celebrate the oneness with the divine. In our unity philosophy, in our unity metaphysical and mystical philosophy, we pray and repent by turning away from that which is error, by fasting that which no longer feeds our faith, and on Sundays we feast in the celebration of oneness with the divine. Do you get that? And so in our practice of spirituality at Unity, Valentine's Day leads into the practice of keeping a true Lent. It's part of the preparation for the true Lent practice. Now, since the 14th century, it's been symbolic in the practice of Valentine's Day to give each other gifts. Symbolic gifts like flowers, confectionery, cards, and you are so American. Cars, stock portfolios, jewelry, keys. Keys. Yes, it's no longer practice, but back then, to give somebody the key symbolically to your heart. Oh, so sweet. The girls are going, oh, it's so sweet. The guys are like, what the? Yes, you can shop at Home Depot for a Valentine's gift for your loved one if you want to. There's a bridge in Paris where lovers will go with a lock and a key, and they will attach that lock to the bridge in the symbol of union, of locking their love, their union, their romance, and they will throw the key into the river, symbolizing that that union and that lock and that binding is forever. The key's gone. It's never to be opened again. Do you know that you are God's Valentine? Do you know that? Do you know that God is wooing you? That God is courting you? that God wants to come into a Valentine bonding relationship with you, that God has given you the keys to the kingdom of your sacred heart, offering you the opportunity to be bound to that presence and power, to the awareness of it forever. You and I and we are God's Valentine. And in a sense, we are entering into a romantic, heart-centered, sacred heart experience with God each and every day that we choose to be bound, to be in union and harmony with the divine. The path and process of divine love is often perceived as all honey and roses, happy clappy, easy weezy, no challenges. I don't want to be Donald the Downer, or Clive the Catastrophist. But there's another side to the work that love does in us and through us. When love comes into our minds and into our hearts and into our lives, its major job is to do what we can call spiritual open heart surgery. To remove all and everything that is not love. To cut it away. Sometimes that cutting away of all that is not love is a painful experience. It's a challenging experience. There are times when it's not so happy-clappy, right? Not so easy-weezy. It requires us in the power of strength to find a way to persevere and to endure, to stay the course, to let the power of love do its work, however uncomfortable it might be. I've said this to you before, and I'll repeat it to you again. The spiritual path and process is not for sissies. Okay? It requires us more often than we maybe are willing to do to take a very honest look at ourselves in the mirror of truth. Embraced in love, comforted by love, individually and collectively. And then to somehow willingly let love do its work in us and through us. In the truth that we will know that the way we come out at the end of this will not be in the way we started it. To trust the process, to stay the course, to persevere and endure, and by God's grace, accomplish the good that has been prophesied and promised and prepared for us. Khalil Gibran. Yes? Palestinian mystic. What kind of church is this? Khalil Gibran, a wise man, often writing with the sense that his words reflect a real-life human experience. When love beckons to you, follow love. Though love's ways are hard and steep. And when love's wings enfold you, yield to love. Though the sword hidden among love's pinions may wound you. And when love speaks to you, believe in love, though love's voice may shatter your dreams as the north wind lays waste the garden. For even as love crowns you, so shall love crucify you. Even as love is for your growth, so is love for your pruning. Even as love ascends to your heights and caresses your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun, Bonnie, this is for you. So shall love descend to your roots and shake them in their clinging to the earth. Like sheaves of corn, love gathers you unto love's self. Love threshes you and makes you naked. Love sifts you free from your husks. Love grinds you into whiteness. Love kneads you until you are pliant. And then love assigns you to the sacred divine fire of love, that you may become sacred bread at the feast of God's table. All these things shall love do to you, that you may know the secrets of your heart, and in that knowing become a fragment of life's heart. But if in your fear you seek only love's peace and love's pleasure, then it is better for you that you cover your nakedness and pass out of love's threshing floor into the seasonless world, where you shall laugh, but not all your laughter, and weep, but not all your tears. Love gives naught but itself and takes naught but from itself. Love possesses not, nor will it be possessed, for love is sufficient unto love. When you love, you say not, God is in my heart, but rather, I am in the heart of God. And think not that you can direct the course of love, for love, if it finds you worthy, directs your course. So this week, we find ourselves again in the spirit of Valentine, in the sacred power of the heart, the sacred power of love. To us all have been given the keys to the divine kingdom of grace, the divine giving us the key, reminding us that we each individually and collectively are God's Valentine. The sacred path of the heart is the sacred path of love. It is a path and process of purification, of purifying the heart, purifying the self, and purifying our lives of everything that is not love. Love is our divine surgeon, implementing not a bypass, but wholehearted and open-hearted spiritual surgery that each one of us individually and all of us collectively might persevere, endure, and accomplish the divine good that has been promised and prepared for us. Yes? Yes. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the Donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.